Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. Vegas special, which is pretty mental.
Vegas, baby.
Cap special as well. Yeah. As you can see,
we've all got caps on.
We are joined by the, I can't call him, you're not allowed to call him Mr. Olympia, because they were quite...
Well, they mentioned it for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, quite strict about
it. We were like, what?
We do not own the rights.
They don't own the right to calling yourself Mr. Olympia. So we don't have Mr. Olympia with us. We have the winner of the natural teen Olympia, not Mr. Olympia.
Happens to be a male, so he's technically Mr. Josh, natural teen
winner of the PNBA, IMBA, natural Olympia, pinnacle of natural bodybuilding.
Yeah.
What does it say on your cap?
Oh, Mr. O. I don't know if you can see it. So, is that the right side?
Yeah, yeah.
You've done it earlier.
It's early in the gym. Like, Mr. O, can you not see it? And it's the wrong side.
Wrong side, nothing on it.
No, it's just like,
got
can't see it.
A hole on it, though, as well. So I need to get my mum to stitch it up or something.
Yeah, it's got a hole in it. So, yeah. Thank you for joining us. We're going to keep this to like a 30 to 40 minute episode. Main reason being we're going out for a Cheesecake Factory. So as you can probably tell from my face especially, we've enjoyed some food over here in Vegas. Josh is 2 days post-show, 5 kilos up. Fantastic. I'm 3 weeks post-show. 10 kilos up?
No, I'm...
From baseline, I'll have to work it out. I work in pounds. Reese is peak off season, so yeah, he's
somehow in better condition.
3 days,
the board, both
2.5 kilograms.
Huh?
3 days, 2 kilograms. 3 days, 2.5 kilograms.
Yeah. Spilled.
Fat me.
Got a show to do when I get back. Need to stay
yeah,
on
yeah,
plan.
Yeah, the two bros natural.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going for.
I'm gonna order for you tonight.
Hmm?
Okay, I'm going to order for you tonight.
Yeah.
No cheesecake. We'll all have cheesecake.
Rice,
you're not allowed.
Chicken.
Yeah.
No. I don't like 3 grams of fat the whole day anyway.
Actually, I'll prep your meal. We'll take it and you're not allowed to eat. I'll take some whippies.
Whippies. Right, anyway, so let's give a bit of an introduction. Josh, do you want to introduce yourself? How long have you been working with Finn? No, of course.
Everybody knows Josh now.
Mm. Josh, look directly in the camera and give us a good introduction. Hello, my name's Josh Campbell.
I love whippies.
You keep trying to do the Scottish accent, it's horrific.
I feel like I've got it down a little bit better.
Yeah.
Right, so I am Josh Campbell, probably better known as Josh the Fit. I can class myself as a competitive bodybuilder. So competed this year, 7 different shows. Started training 3 years ago in lockdown, started with Finn a year and a half ago. Maybe not a year and a half, maybe
not quite,
a year and a quarter. We set our sights on some British championships, so British champ titles.
What happened when I told you that?
What did happen?
So in the, was it the application video or the setup video?
I think it was a setup video. When I went and ran to mum and dad in the kitchen, going all mental, saying Finn thinks I might have a chance of being a British champ. I thought it was so out of the, not believable.
Mm.
But obviously here we are, British champ, European champ and world champ now.
And not Mr. O.
Yeah, not Mr. O.
Definitely not Mr. O.
Definitely not.
And Mr. Universe as well though, so it's been really good, isn't it? But yeah, everything has been really good this season obviously. I thought I was actually going to be one of those skinny chins on stage that when you look at somebody you're just like, uh-huh. Look at him, the fact that I
shouldn't
just
be laughing at people, mate.
No, you're laughing at the people that don't have the best. You're laughing at the people that just don't play.
Mind the B&B boy that just didn't have any time on.
You can't discriminate, mate. Don't be mean.
Sorry to the guy who didn't get
to watch it. Sorry to anybody who's not
They came into the backstage room and said someone shouldn't be here. And it was just a team that turned up with no time on them. it's been good. Started prep at 73 kg, got down to 64 at the lowest, back up to 66 for this show.
Already at 74 kg.
Yeah, no, already. I'm 75, we're just calling it 69.
Imagine.
69.1 kg this morning, so we have enjoyed a good bit of food.
Yeah, that's also because you had a large meal last night and then you had dessert close to bed. Can we swear on this, mate? You're a fantastic listener of the podcast.
I'm a fantastic listener, but I've never thought about it.
Yeah, we do swear.
Yeah.
Especially after the first minute. We try not to swear in the first minute.
Yeah,
it's really hard. Really hard not to.
For pushing it
yes, guys, welcome to the fucking Watch You podcast.
A fucking wicked time, guys.
This is a fucking podcast for all you guys. Fucking episode 120.
Enjoy your bastards.
You can't say bastard, mate.
No.
Reese is a bastard.
I am technically. So yeah, anyway, Josh, so you started prep 73. When did you start? It's March
27th. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's the exact date.
And then what was your first show?
The WNBA first timers.
Yeah, so we weren't initially planning on doing that show.
Yeah.
But basically, the reason that Josh started prep at 73 kilos was that it was difficult to actually push food up and get him to actually gain weight in the off season.
Well, that shit helps
any more than 600 carbs.
Yeah, he had a lot of digestive issues. Let's leave it at that. I think like now a lot of it was stress induced. A lot of it was psychological. As soon as you felt that something didn't digest perfectly, you were panicking, and then obviously that creates stress, which is going to have more of an impact on digestion in a negative manner. But yeah, like. Too fast. I don't see that being anywhere near as much of a problem this time.
Yeah.
Because you just live on whey paste.
How...
So we'll just have loads of whey paste. We know whey paste digests well, so
I call it whey paste. But they think I go whey paste.
He does. He says it as one word. Whey paste.
But considering how well my stomach's been post show and all the food that I've ate, my stomach hasn't when it used to go, it used to really go. Yeah. Like I was on the toilet for like hours and it was like agonising.
Yeah.
Whereas I've had good solid shits.
I don't think it'll be a problem. I think it's going to be very exciting to
see him to give you himself properly. Like
no, actually give him time because even if you think about it, like yeah, we had a good amount of time before the prep began for you to grow and make improvements, and you did loads. But a lot
in November,
of the improvements.
I had like 6 weeks of like.
Yeah.
That was like when I was properly starting to pick up momentum. Then it was only what?
Yeah.
3 months.
The main improvements that you made were more like from a psychological standpoint, maturity standpoint, routine and structure, like massively improved. Go and check out the other podcast that Josh did. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to download it for
podcast,
the fly.
Is that against the.
No, shout it out. I don't know.
The Dawn Diaries. That was up about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I think. An hour and 15 minutes long.
Yeah, so if you want a bit more of an in-depth like insight into Josh and the season and
everything,
go and watch that because this we don't want him on for long. We need him to get off. Yeah.
All we care about is just you going to the toilet and just talking about your shit.
Sure, and showing this.
So first show, WNBA first time, it's hopped in early. Result?
Class win and overall win.
Yeah. I think even. Like, in all honesty, before that, we didn't speak anything about, like, you know, let's try and get the overall. Like, we didn't contemplate that.
I didn't think about that at all.
Like, realistically, I knew that Josh was very, very good and he was going to be very good for the team class.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything outside of that until I'd seen him on stage.
You messaged me?
I messaged Reese as soon as Josh stepped off stage. I said, I think he can win the overall. And that's before I'd even seen, like, other classes on. Just because he looked, like, ridiculous. I know you looked good anyway. Like obviously, I had your check-ins every day. But
it's
more so, when you see someone on stage with the tan and the lighting and the posing and the flow of the physique and the lines, his shape was just like, Jesus Christ. And the thing is, there were some all right teams in that class. It wasn't, that wasn't the easiest class you did throughout the season.
The easiest one was that Olympia.
Yeah, with no arm. Shocking. The guy with no arm. Sorry if you watched
it. You were saying that was bad for discovering.
But there was a guy with no arm. Yeah, it wasn't fair. In all seriousness, he had an arm.
It was just fixed.
Yeah, but not for teens. Like, fair play to him for being like, I'm just going to jump into the team.
Yeah, I was saying to him, it was sick. Yeah. It was like, it's genuinely conspiring.
That is cool. But yeah, after Josh came off stage, after I saw him in the team class, I messaged Reese and I was like, I think he can win this. Yeah. And then I said that to Josh and he was like laughing. He was like, yeah, whatever. And I was like, no, seriously, mate, like, chill out, stay off your feet. I want you to just have some protein and some almonds to keep you ticking over throughout the day because the look is good. And then we'll have another pre-stage meal and we'll go for it. And like, he won. It was like, geez, like, what a day. That was a mint day. Such a good day.
It was an anabolic pancake protocol.
Anabolic pancakes were made.
It was born.
Yeah. That was one of the best memories we've got, I think. I know, like, I think almost since then it was like, right, now the expectations are for you to be like that in every show.
I was saying, like, after every win, even after, like, the British champs, like, I was like, yep, that's what it is.
I feel bad, but I kind of got used to
winning. I was like, right, if I don't win this, I'm going to be disappointed. If I win it, I'm like, oh,
well, if you win an overall in your first show as a team, you're expected to win every single team class.
Junior? Me? I did that.
I had the same thought.
I literally was like, I said, I was like, I'm gonna, I need to do it, or if I don't win, I'm a failure.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's weird, the mentality, because anybody would be like, oh, I won, sick, but it's your first show, it's all good.
Yeah, because then even like the shows where you didn't win the overall, you were disappointed.
Yeah.
And it's like, you were getting beaten by like really good bodybuilders.
Yeah, I was disappointed, but I think that was
because you know
first...
you could have been better. And the BMBF, it was one of those where the Glades could have been better and.
I was going to say Mattia was good, but I don't think he was unbeatable.
No, you could have beaten him if you were at your best, I think, yeah. But it's one of those, like, if we look back across every single show that you did, there's some shows where we'll go like, Jesus, that was you at your best, like you did the FBA finals, and then we'll have some shows where we'll go, okay, you could have been better. And I think a lot of that is learning, like, and also, like we spoke about, like, you end up being leaner than we wanted you to be, earlier than we wanted, just based on the fact that we couldn't really push weight up that much in the off season. And we didn't even have to dig in any real way. We literally added some cardio and you got lean really, really, really quickly. Yeah. It wasn't like I had to push Josh. I wouldn't even say at any point you've dug. No, I haven't pushed you hard, and you know that, like, because you didn't need to.
I've not done cardio in 3 months,
no,
4 months.
Yeah. But you haven't needed to. You've been in stage condition. It's been a case of keeping your stress low and keeping your expenditure low, managing performance. And performance has been really good. Like you haven't really lost performance at all. Sound.
But like I'm just like I feel fine, and I was mentally and physically like I felt all right, but my body just didn't look as good as it was
like,
because
it got
it was
to the point where we were having 500 carbs every trading day, and you weren't looking that great, like you weren't looking loads fuller or loads fresher. It was like, okay, right, we've kind of got to the point where your body's just drained, but you still look great. Like it's not as if you'd look at yourself in the last 2 weeks and go, oh yeah, you don't look great. But it was like you needed filling up, like obviously at the Universe Bucharest, like you were pretty flat then, still won, and again, like you could pretty much go into any team class and win, not at your best because you're that good. But when it comes to the overall and the men's classes, like the Open this weekend, if you're not at your best, you get beat. Right. But we know that, and again, next time it won't be anywhere near as long of a prep. You won't be as lean anywhere near as early. We'll be able to push food up more.
That's the thing, because we didn't expect it to go on for this long.
No, exactly.
So
we planned on it being. We didn't plan on the third show being as early or the last show being as late. So yeah, we weren't planning on it being as long, but obviously with how things were, I'm not going to say no, you're not doing, like the WMBF, it was like, mate, let's just jump into it because you're looking really good. So that was like, yeah, cool, let's do it for experience. And then since then it was like, well, I've got another peak in 3 weeks, then another one, it was just like show after show after show. And it takes its toll on the body, definitely. I experienced that massively this year. And then, yeah, you know, with this, we were never going to go, no, you're not doing Vegas if you wanted to do it. Like, of course we're going to do it. Yeah. But, yeah, like, that's kind of how the season went. But how do you feel about sort of how you looked at certain shows or how the whole season went? Obviously, like, next time, we know you need more muscle. We know that that's going to come with time.
Give us a quick review. Anything you learned, things you regret?
Nothing I would regret.
Don't kick the table, sit, play with the mic.
Sorry. My favourite league was the Heart of England, the one where I won the overall.
Really good.
Because the overall at WNBF, yes, that was like impressive, but like the Heart of England overall lineup was like 10 times better. Like Elliot Gibson, like I looked at him backstage and I was like,
oh,
there were some very good guys in the
AJ was backing him. I spoke to AJ and he was like, Elliot's like
19.
I
said to him backstage, I was like, honestly, I said, I don't know. I was like, your guy's good, but I was like, wouldn't surprise me.
That day, like, your tan was perfect. The lighting was amazing.
It was shrink-wrapped.
Yeah, everything was, it was you, it was that was literally when we were peaked perfectly.
Yeah,
if
that
you
was
like,
just a good
we joke about that, but it literally was. It was like you'd had a reversal phase, like we'd had like a 2 week linear load, which I think is a good time frame. Anywhere between like 5 days and maybe 14 days, I think is good. Yeah. I think after that, you get to the point where it just becomes the norm and you don't have that sort of super compensation effect.
Yeah.
And you also just can get to the point where you just start to spill and you start to look fatter, but you didn't. It was like perfect time wise. I think as well, like you were confident, but you weren't overly confident. So
maybe
like,
that's when the digestion issues were at the worst. Like I was in my head the most, mainly because I was literally
you were
the
stressing
night before,
out the band before.
And I'd lost my charger. I lost my AirPods. I had to end up buying AirPods after that, a new pair. But I lost my charger. I was thinking, right, I'm not going to be able to check on the phone or communicate with him tomorrow. Then I was shitting myself for literally like 3 hours. I would go to the toilet, be sat on there for half an hour, die, and then I'd go back into bed, fall asleep for half an hour. Back up again, I don't know, and now until like, 11 o'clock.
We said, didn't we, like jokingly, like, yeah, shit yourself protocol the night before every show, which like is obviously a joke, but you looked incredibly dry because of it. Like, you really did. It was literally like, you just incredibly. But the thing is, like, you didn't look flat for it, you looked full. Like, you were full for that show, 100% you were full. That was, it definitely was the best look.
A few people said it was like that was wild in person to see.
Yeah,
that was the first time I saw you on stage.
Yeah, because I remember you were sat up the back and then you were like, oh, okay, let me have it. Then you said that you walked up to the front more and you were like, holy shit.
Your shape
is what has carried you a lot. Like, you're not the biggest. You never won a show because you were the biggest guy.
It's your shape. Biggest,
yeah, you won through shape. And the lines and symmetry in your physique, your posing's been very good, your posing fitness has been very good, not so much recently because we've tried to keep expenditure low. Mine was the same, mate, like, because we dug, and again, you didn't really have to at any point, but because we were ready early, you then can take a step back, and then you don't need to do as much cardio, or do, you know, your posing as much in terms of, like, from a fitness perspective, but then your fitness starts to drop off a little bit, so it's having that balance. And again, that's something I learned this year, was like, towards the end, I was like, because I was still battered and the prep had been so long, I was like, I don't want to pose because I know I can pose okay, and I know my posing fitness is okay for a show day, but it isn't amazing. But at the end of a prep, the last thing you want to be doing when you're tired and cold all the time and you've been prepping for 6-7 months is, oh, I'll do my 15 minutes non-stop posing again. It's like, you really should do it, but is it what you want to do? Like, those things show, and the thing is, you still did it enough for it to show. And I still did it enough for it to show, because otherwise we'd have been drenched in sweat on stage like people end up being.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a good wrap-up for the season. Obviously, he's won every team class that he did. He won 2 overalls. Like, it's been a joke. It's been amazing. Like, obviously, yeah, there's other shows we could have won as the overall, or you could have won in the men's open class at the Olympia and so on. But if you had have won everything, like, I'm not saying you're not the type of individual to become really arrogant with it, but it's a good thing that there's room for improvement. Like, you need more muscle. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, it's not like you're unbeatable. I said to you, literally said yesterday.
No, it's good for you, mate. I said the exact when you came over to us after the you know, when they didn't call you out and you came off. Like, we literally called you over and we could tell you were a bit like deflated, but we were positive.
I think that's the best thing that could have happened for you, because you step off stage and you go, that felt shit, because I got third call out. I need to be bigger.
I looked young.
You looked young. Yeah, you looked really young. You just need more muscle and more time, and that is the case. You know, the plan now is absolute minimum 2025, very likely 2026 as a junior and a very good junior. But even then, you still look small against, like, now. You look small against big juniors.
Yeah.
You didn't come up against many big juniors peeled. If you did, you'd have looked small. Your shape would have still carried you, definitely. But you know you need more muscle, but that's going to come. So yeah, very exciting. Now, let's have a bit of a Vegas chat.
Where are we starting at?
To start from, do we want to do start from the start. It'll start with steak and titties.
So, first few days, Josh was obviously in prep. Like, so
prep mode.
You were pretty much like getting early nights. Meanwhile, The boys were getting on it. Gambling away. In all seriousness, so first day, we got in at, is it 8?
So the first day we got here...
No, it was about 10-ish, wasn't it?
It wasn't that late. It was about, like, we got into the hotel at about 9. And
but that's 5 a.m. UK.
Yeah, we're 8 hours ahead here.
No, we're 8 hours behind.
No,
we're 8 hours behind.
Yeah, we're 8 hours behind.
Yeah,
sorry.
So what time is it right now?
So it's coming up to 6, so that means it's 2 a.m. for you guys.
Yeah.
And, well, maybe not you guys. Depends where you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, we're 8 hours behind. So we'd had a long day. Yeah, we'd all maybe got a bit of sleep. Not a lot on the flight and everything. But then, because we'd got here, like me, Reese, and Sam, like, we all were like, right, I feel all right, let's go and explore a little bit. Josh went to bed. We went and just had a look around, found the strip, walked through the casino, went and got food, and we got Shake Shack, which was very nice.
Yeah, very good.
We recommend it highly.
Yep.
That's a burger place, by the way.
Yeah, it's a burger place. Yeah. It's second on our list, but you'll find out later what's first and what's third. Mm-hmm. So that was the first night. Then the second day, we had like a bit of a day to get our bearings.
So we woke up early on the Wednesday.
Yeah, so what was that? What day was that?
That was the Target Wednesday. Day. Yeah, Wednesday. Went to Target in the morning.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Spent a lot of money.
Shop.
And we were thinking, this might be too much.
Right, really wasn't. Bagels one day.
Yeah, one day and all the bagels were gone. So yeah, we went to Target in the morning. We then, did we train that day? Yeah, we trained. We went to
Elevation Fitness.
Yeah,
we all did. Yeah.
We went to Elevation Fitness. We saw Craig Goliath?
That feels like so long
ago. Doesn't it? So, yeah, the gym was good. We've got a gym reel review coming out soon. Yeah, good gym, good kit, really clean.
It was nice.
It was a very nice gym.
Yeah, we'll do a little tier.
And then, like I said, we met Craig, and no one's going to send this to Craig. Can we be honest, Craig?
What are you waiting, bro?
So, all right, let's just, we'll go through step by step of how
Sorry,
it was.
Craig, if you watch.
Craig, we're just being honest, bro. Comes up to me, he goes, you're pretty big, dude, what do you weigh? And I go, 270. He goes, no chance you're 270. I'm 320, you're not much big, no, much smaller than me. Then hits the most muscular like this in front of me. And literally, I'm just like in the mirror, and I'm just like, fucking hell. Right,
the worst bit was basically...
Later on.
Josh spoke to him and was like, oh, can I get a photo? Right. I'm here for the Natural Olympia, like, it'd be cool to get a photo with you. Yeah. And we've got a videographer, like, we've got Sam.
He doesn't even say, yeah, he goes...
No, he was like, we can get a photo, but he takes the photo. And we were like, what? And he was pointing at, like, the guy that he was with. He was like, he takes the photo. And we were like...
On his phone.
We were like, yeah, all right. And Sam was, like, looking at us like... Okay, and basically the reason he wanted his mate to take the photo is because he got Josh's hand, did like that, and then did this.
Yeah.
So basically he was making Josh look
him,
tiny.
Brought me like kind of behind him, yeah. And he like literally put like his arm right into
and, like, the photo. You might have seen it on Josh's story. Like, yeah, he looked huge, and Josh looked tiny, but that's literally because of how he did it.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, it wasn't even like he was joking. Like that wasn't like, oh, like, let's have
yeah,
a normal
yeah, yeah,
one.
Guys, he was like, he takes photo. No, dead serious, he takes photos.
As if I was going to, like, somewhat even look the same size.
But then Sam did get a couple anyway, so.
Yeah.
But then even, like, later on, we tried to get a photo just of all us four, and he, like, came into it. It's like, mate. And then he messaged Josh saying, follow me, bro. Like, what the fuck?
He's got a million followers, and he went into my page, checked if I followed him, seen him.
While we're in the gym, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like, he's training.
He messaged us all within, like, seconds that he'd tagged us in his story, because fair play to him, he was like, I'll put you on my story. And we were like, yeah, sound, thanks, mate. Like, we'll put our names in.
Yeah.
And then he did put our names off the story anyway. Cheers, mate. Yeah. But yeah, then within seconds, he'd, like, message us, like, oh, awesome, bro. Like, because we'd reshared it. Mate, you're not training, and surely if you had a million followers, like, you shouldn't be within a second, like. So yeah, that was Craig Goliath.
Yeah, what a guy. Next day, we trained.
What did we do for food that day?
Yeah, where did we go?
Well, Josh
had done nothing.
Done nothing.
Was that?
No idea. Like.
The tie was the following night.
Yeah, it was Nacho Daddy.
Yeah, we went to Nacho Daddy. Shout out Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina who served us.
Yeah.
Was that when you get called skinny and tall?
Oh yeah, I got called the skinny tall guy.
Yeah, I forgot about this. Yeah.
Not skinny anymore.
Yeah, basically she said something about Finn eating a lot of food. And
well,
we didn't want to explain.
Can't finish any of his meals.
Yeah, so. We didn't want to explain that Finn's actually post-prep, therefore he can eat a lot. But she's like, yeah, everyone loves the skinny and tall guy. Me and Sam just look at each other. And then she's like, she's dug herself a hole and she starts to try and like make her seem nicer and nicer.
She was being very nice after.
And she was being so nice to the point that we were just like, what? Like, this is getting a bit weird.
She was lovely.
Yeah, she was lovely. So shout out Sabrina, Nacho Daddy, Las Vegas.
Nacho Daddy's very good, obviously. It's Mexican food. Yeah. We definitely ordered too much.
Yeah.
But... we did smash it in. Reese did. He left a lot.
What?
Left so
I literally left like
what
just
did he get?
The bread on a burrito. Like half of it, a quarter.
No, we didn't get nachos because Reese still didn't like them. But we got like a few different starters and then we got
chicken fajitas.
We got chicken fajitas to share and then we all got our own dish.
I got a burrito, you got a different burrito.
Yeah, we both got burrito.
Sam, what did you get? What did you have?
Steak and titties. We got some steak. Oh, lobster, yeah. You got steak and lobster tacos. Yeah.
I mean, you need to explain the steak and titties.
Yeah.
So the steak and titties. The first night.
We literally walk onto the... We haven't even got to the strip.
We were literally getting onto it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, basically, and this guy comes up to us. He goes, hey, guys, do you guys... like, what's it? Like, you guys look like you need some steak and titties. And we were like... what?
It was like the first,
interaction
we had when we went on to the strip.
Person in Vegas that wasn't the Uber driver.
Yeah. Yeah. And the weirdest thing is, like, we've been offered steak and titties four times.
Quite a lot. Sometimes it's like steak, and then they'll say it's a strip club. But often it's steak and titties together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that.
We've definitely not taken them up on the offer.
No, we definitely haven't.
Not.
Sanaya, I'm sorry. Steak was good though.
Yeah.
Imagine, oh, steak. That
steak weren't great.
The next night we had some steak. The steak was really good.
And the next night we had steak. Yeah. Then lunch we had steak the next day.
It was really good. The next day we did...
Josh's registration day.
Yeah, Josh's registration day.
So we went over to Golden Nugget, which is like... It's called downtown Vegas, like old Vegas. Yeah, you explain it, mate.
We're at like the strip in Vegas, so like the new town where it's all like kind of businessy, big, massive, tall hotel buildings, etc. And that's where like all the kind of attractions are, the Bellagio, Caesar's Palace, the Bellagio Fountains, everything. That's kind of like the main centre of the town in Vegas. Then you have Fremont Street, which you need to go onto the motorway to get up to. It's what, a 15-20 minute drive, but right now the F1 is on. So there's so much traffic everywhere. If you get a 5 minute Uber, it realistically it's going to take like 20 minutes just because the traffic is stupid, it's ridiculous. So we go up to Fremont Street, that's where the show was being held, the Golden Nugget Hotel. So up to Fremont Street, and that's like old kind of like authentic Vegas, where it's like all the old kind of hotels. I don't know any examples of them, but we went up there, that was registration. It's a weird kind of place, like that's when you see the proper creatures in it.
Like Fremont Street was, like, I didn't like it. Like, yeah, I was saying top. After like 5 minutes we were there, I was like, this is a shithole. Like, yeah, it was. Like, where we're staying is really nice, and the strip, yeah, like, yeah, is
don't
pretty
see
classy.
Many, like, homeless or like junkies,
yeah,
or what.
Even like the strip, there, like, I thought the strip would be grim. Like, yeah. I thought Bellagio and Caesar's Palace and like that, like, would be really nice, but I thought the, like, the strip where we are,
yeah,
I thought
when you're gonna
have a
holiday and it's like,
yeah,
not obviously to that extent,
no,
but
I thought
like,
it might be a bit grim, but it's not really.
No, it is nice.
It's actually pretty good. Then we went up to Fremont Street and it was like, it's just cheaper. Like, we're in like a more expensive part of Vegas, and that's just a cheaper part.
Yeah.
And I didn't
Fremont
like
Street's
that.
Fremont Street's the one with like the what, it's like the kind of ceiling over
it.
You can see the poles possibly.
Sort of, it makes it look like it's a skyline, and it's got the zip line and stuff. Just here for the zip line, Sam.
That's what it is.
You don't know what that is. It's an in-joke.
Just hit the zip line.
It's an in-joke, yeah.
Okay, I'll miss out on that.
It's actually an in-joke with me and Shannon about a programme. We told Sam about it, but I'm not going to go into it now. Stop the video. Right, so
yeah, then we...
So yeah, the
registration as well.
Registration and the tan was the same day.
Yeah, registration... I got into line at, I think it was like 11:45, and didn't get out till 3:15. So 3.5 hours for the line for registration.
Yeah. In that time, we went and trained.
Yeah, they went and trained
LVAC.
Legs at LVAC, Las Vegas Athletic Club, which was supposedly a weird gym. But yeah, registration was, it was annoying, but registered, then
and
I went
back
in the Uber, then they were still training. I was doing legs that night, so do you want to explain why you might be able to do best? Or me, Aldo. So realistically in the past, 2 weeks or so, like after a leg session, my legs have been looking a little bit better because I've been kind of run down and my legs are the shittest part of my body and they started to flatten out very, very quickly. So they were looking best after a leg session, like the day after a leg session, as long as I could have a bath. Has to be Epsom salts. Has to have
a bath. Josh was obsessed with having a bath. Yeah. Basically,
no, like,
his legs condition was not a problem. So getting some inflammation through his legs made them look bigger and better.
Yeah,
and it also is going to help with nutrient delivery when you're having a decent amount of carbs. So that's why we did it the day before the show. And it definitely helped because your legs did look better.
Yeah, because they would lose like their sweep. They would just be like two little toothpicks. So we done the leg session night before. I was supposed to go and meet them at that Las Vegas Athletic Club, but because the registration took so long and tan was at I think 6:40 p.m. that night,
and he was obsessed with
Josh was literally, I need a bath.
Yeah, I need to have.
You'd have lost that team class if you didn't have a bath.
Yeah,
with one arm would have beat you.
Yeah, he would have. He would have won 100%. But no, like I wanted to have a bath because. It's like half an hour my legs floating. I feel like it does drop off again.
And the thing is,
well,
psychologically, like when I messaged you saying we're still at the gym, I knew you were going to go, I want to go back and have my bath. And I was like, yes, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go, no, you come and train at this gym so you can experience it. Like, it was just
realistic.
What's going
to
keep your stress low?
Like,
yeah, exactly. What's going to make you happy?
I just done a leg extension, hamstring curl, shitty leg press, and a bit of adductors.
Cable adductor. MCL torn before the shoulder.
They were brilliant.
Got beat by that guy.
It was 2 15 rep sets, so it wasn't too heavy. And got a good connection, so lovely.
So
that was just a leg pump, that was fine.
That night, then
went to the tan.
Yeah, we had to go back to the Golden Nuggets.
Yeah,
to tan.
And it's a bit of a bollock, isn't it? Because
it was,
like a 20
no, but it was
to
quick. The tan
drive.
Was pretty efficient.
Tan was
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
If we'd have known, we'd have just made sure that you could have literally just, again, you needed your bath. But we could have been like, right, let's have legs the day before, then you can just stay there and we won't go in between, come back and go back. Right? But it's all learning.
But
and
at least
everywhere looks like it's 2 minutes away on a map.
And it's not.
And like,
everywhere's 25 minutes.
Literally everywhere
drive,
25
walk,
minutes.
Whatever.
But in the Ubers because of the Formula One's next weekend. So they've got.
Theatre's zoned out only 2 minutes ago. I just said this.
Oh, they've got like roadworks area, so it takes ages to get everywhere. Yeah, sorry, we weren't listening to him because we were getting Sam to get a photo of us.
It's okay.
Carry on. And then what did we do for food that?
No, we didn't speak about. We were trained at LBAC. We'll speak about the gym.
Yeah, it was a good gym. It was a little bit strange. We've done another review, so keep your eyes peeled for that. We and Reese have done like. Oh, we didn't do one today.
Oh, we didn't do the dragon.
Remind us.
Gym review.
Remind us. We'll do it.
Were you supposed to do it in the gym?
Yeah. Retrospective. Yeah.
Dragon, yeah, because like we could just do it as a voiceover of clips of the gym.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. This is all part of the podcast.
Yeah,
this,
we can chat about this. So yeah, we trained at LVAC. A bit weird getting in by like, IDs. They were very old school. It was like they didn't even have like Apple Pay on there. Like you couldn't even use Apple Pay.
You're joking.
Joking. Yeah, the girl on reception. We seem to be shitting on people at every
joke. Her name was Joe King.
Yeah, Joe.
It,
King.
Oh, it was meant.
Her dad and like, mum would have been like.
Joe.
Yeah,
King.
Yeah,
Joe. Dad part.
Yeah. My dad would love that.
Yeah, so that's quite funny. No, I don't think so. My dad's dead. My dad's dead. Reese's dad said, cheers, mate. Thanks for that.
I've experienced the dead dad joking person.
First time. Reese's dad's dead. Get in. Right, anyway, so my dad's dead. that's that. The gym was good. The gym was really good. It was literally like full of like really old but very cool bits of kit.
Very unique.
Yeah, very unique. Probably the most unique gym I've ever been in as well. Because it just looks different.
So weird.
No one trained hard. There was not a single tripod. I don't think there was a single gym influencer.
Like a Planet Fitness, but on steroids.
Yeah, it just looked like a legend.
Just like a purely, what do you call it? Not a private gym, it's the opposite.
It was way too big.
Commercial gym.
Commercial, yeah. Like just purely. I think it's training, but.
It was just really weird, like everything around it, the colour, the lighting.
The equipment was really good.
Yeah, equipment was very good. Like
that swing squat was class.
Yeah. What was the Kaiser stuff like?
Kaiser stuff was good, it was just weird, it took time to get used to.
Yeah.
Because you can manipulate the profile with the buttons as you're going through the set.
Well, the profile, the loading.
I don't know what Kaiser is.
So you can't manipulate the profile, it's the loading of it. So basically, it's air pressure resistant. So like, on a ham curl, the left would like push it up. And it would get harder or the right, whatever. Either way, there's two buttons.
Yeah,
one would increase the load, one would or the resistance, one wouldn't. And it didn't really feel like proper weight.
Yeah.
Like the eccentrics felt weird. And
you have to get used to
properly get after
it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it'd be worth. If I was to train that, I don't know if I'd use it regularly.
Yeah.
I think it's the novelty of it is quite cool, but I probably wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't be like, oh, it's amazing. Like, I'd use it if. You were going to that gym because it's cool and it's something different.
And we all never like Sam was literally like I've always wanted to use it. Let's just.
But I don't think I'd use it
because he loves James Sutton. Sam does. He's telling me all about James Sutton, his love affair for James Sutton, and that he had a full like
poster of it on his wall.
Yeah. So yeah, that was that. And then that night that was Le Thai because we were in Fremont Street, weren't we?
Yeah.
So Josh got the Uber back. We basically said, right, boy, go to bed. See you later. So Josh went back early night.
I was sadly depressed.
Yeah.
To be fair, you managed the first few days really well.
Yeah, you did, to be fair. Really, really well. Considering you could have easily had quite, like, for a young lad to be like, I'm missing
I want to come out, or like, every time we got in, he was asleep. Like, quickly turned the lights
on. And we were really, really nice going in and, like, not being loud. Meanwhile, Josh, the first night that
first
he's finished
post
we're all trying to, like, chill
around.
His sleep. He's on his phone at, like, midnight going, yeah, and hitting Sue's.
I'm
comes
like,
out and he goes, Reese, where's Finn? And I go, next to me. And he's like, Finn there. He's like, shit.
Wait, how did you do that?
Huh?
You were literally like a flat piece of nut.
Because I'm tiny.
So small.
Tall and skinny.
Like it just looked as if you weren't there.
Yeah, tall and skinny. The tall and skinny guy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I see my long legs hanging out the back because I'm so tall.
And to be fair, we had a bit of a nightmare regarding the time because we went there and they said 30 to 40 minutes. And we all liked Ivan, but we were like, oh, it's another place. So we then went to another place, and we all sat down, and Finn was like, I don't want to eat. So I was like, right, we'll go somewhere else.
It was
so
a good decision, though. It looked
awful. We walked around, did a lap. I think I got whipped by that, like, stripper. So I got whipped by a stripper, which was fantastic. Get in. I got some steak as well. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
and then we actually went to the Thai.
The Thai was good.
The Thai was good. So Thai food was good, really good. And then that was Thursday. Friday was the whole day at the show. I'm allowed to say it. I thought it was a pretty naff show.
I agree. You can all say it.
Yeah. Josh doesn't, because Josh won his class, and he might do it again. It's, no, in all that sense, for a natural Olympia,
it was shut. And not an auditorium, like it didn't feel as.
If it was in like an auditorium, like a theatre, like that would have been better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I think anybody who has been to that show, or even just follows natural bodybuilding, let's be honest, it's not ever the most incredible standard. Like, you'll get some really, really good individuals, but the standard is always massively skewed. Like, yeah, it's very rare there's 90, such an amazing class.
90.
You just walk by, I was like, to the
99% of people will be like average, and it'll be like a 1%. They're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, there's the odd, like, Jesus Christ, Jesus. Like, freak. Yeah. Which is always really cool to see. It's obviously not the same standard as if you were to go to a top tier, like, enhanced show. Like, if you were to go to the actual Olympia, the standard's obviously going to be a lot higher, and it's going to be a much greater experience based on the fact that there's greater funds within that side of the sport. Like, there's nothing wrong with us saying that. That's not us being disrespectful to the IMBA, PMBA, UKDFBA, not at all. Like, I'm not saying it's their fault, it's just the natural side of the sport and the funds that are within it and the standard within it.
Yeah. It was a weird one. Like, it's weird, the international shows are very inconsistent. Like, there's not as big of a crowd. Like, the UK shows, I feel like, I was saying this as well, the UK, although it's like bodybuilding is not a popular thing, so
the standard's high.
But like, when, like, the bodybuilding community, like, is like, when you dive into it, like, people are very enthusiastic about it. There's always loads of people at shows, there's always a really good standard. Like, it's
okay.
It's alright. But yeah, it's like a really good standard.
That's you're against.
Yeah. 13
year old? Yeah, 13 years old. What did you beat at 13?
He was 15, yeah.
The one that was, I thought, they said 13 to 19.
The boy that was second was actually.
Yeah, he was pretty
well muscled, but he wasn't in enough shape. He still had, a good 10 pounds plus this position condition.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the show was a weird one. Obviously, very thankful to the UKDFB, like, they helped with the Romania show, and they have been really nice to us.
Yeah,
like, they've been absolutely brilliant. They've been spot on, like, Lee and Amy and Mark, the judging as well. It's been brilliant, but.
The standard at the UK shows is always better than at the Worlds.
I think the UK DFBA have the best standard in the UK.
Then you can agree, and then Leo will give you a win, maybe.
Like
the UK DFBA standard this year was definitely better than the WNBA.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like a little bit more, like, there's usually.
But
it's
you
a very prestigious, but then when you get into the IMBA, PMBA, that's when it drops off a little bit. So.
You'd argue the BMBF, DFAC, the standard's the highest there.
Yeah, that's because that those European people, like the Germans and that, when they've done the WNBF and the DFAC,
Anyway, let's wrap up the Vegas trip, because we do need to get going.
So Friday, let's just kind of speed through it.
Friday, Josh won.
Prep was done. What did we do Friday night? That was a wicked
one. We went to Chick-fil-A directly after. Quite disappointing.
It was decent. It was average.
Right. Yeah, I've got a chicken burger, but I don't think the chicken burgers are, like, very good. Like, everyone was saying, the chicken burgers are fairly basic white girl chicken burger.
It's
like the chicken strips and stuff were supposed to be better. The Chick-fil-A was good. Then we went over to the donut place, which was really nice. What was it called?
Pink Box.
Pink Box, yes. So we got, what did we get, can we remember?
We don't need to go through all the donuts. We got six donuts.
My favourite one was the Nutella one. What was your favourite one?
I don't have one.
That apple and, what was it, apple and cinnamon?
Apple strudel, was it?
No, it was like apple and cinnamon.
Yeah, it was like fried apple.
Yeah, apple and cinnamon, Sam got.
So we got six donuts, I think, and we left probably a total of like 1.5, 2. So we had 4 right there, and then I was maybe about 2.5 of them. Then we went back home.
Yeah, went home, got changed, came and went to the Golden Knights. That's why I said
it was
good
night. Was it?
Yes, it was after a show.
That was directly after.
So we lived, the day before, we were in an Uber, and we went past the stadium. And it was, we asked, who plays there? And they said, the Golden Knights, they won. They won the league the season before, and they were top. And then Finn was like, that'd be quite cool to go and watch, see if it's on. And it literally was on the following day. So we were like, almost fingers crossed, hopefully Josh doesn't get to the overall. Yeah. So we can
That's
go
why I made Josh look
so
shit.
Josh obviously third call out.
For the open, I made you look shit.
Yeah, Josh intentionally just didn't hit any poses correctly for the open class, so therefore we pretty much already.
Anything to do with the timings and the fact that they told them that they'd be on stage 3 hours earlier. Nothing to do with that.
Straight. Yeah. It was good. But we break between.
They literally told us 90 minutes and it was 3 hours later that you were on stage.
So yeah. Anyway, Golden Knights. What do you think? You like it?
That was good. That was a really good experience.
That was class.
Yeah, probably one of the best things we've done.
Pretty cool. Yeah. The people sat around us were good as well.
Yeah.
They sat and chatted to us about it and explained ice hockey.
We didn't really explain it. We didn't need it explaining.
Well, not explain ice hockey, but like some questions.
Yeah, we were just asking like how much money they earn and stuff. That was pretty like cool for us to find out.
Some of the players, who their favourites are, who that was, because they all had
Carlson
on there. Yeah, we still need to watch the speech.
Yeah, we do need to watch the Carlson speech.
Apparently, he was like wasted.
What did we get that, mate?
In-N-Out.
Yeah, we got In-N-Out burger.
Everyone told me In-N-Out was really good. All the drivers, everyone says In-N-Out was amazing.
Mid.
It was average. Yeah. I would even go as far as to say below average.
It was the worst burger we had. It was third out of three. It was. I'd never be like, let's get that again.
Yeah.
It was like a wee teeny portion of chips on the side as well.
Yeah. It was naff.
It was just a shit Mackey D's from what I saw.
Then I got a shit slice of pizza.
Yeah.
But that took my craving away for pizza, which was sounds. It was like a big New York slice that you buy out of a wee stand. It wasn't that good. Yeah. So again, that's taken away my want for pizza. Then we went into the fudge shop, got cookies and cream fudge. Yeah. It was extremely sickening.
Yeah, I still like teeny bite. 80% of it in the fridge.
Yeah, I took a bite the other day, like the day after that, and I was like, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Too sweet. So that was a good night. Done like 20,000 steps.
Yeah, Friday. So Saturday morning, Josh was ruined. Comes up to me in the cafe and he's like, Reese, I feel like I'm hungover. I feel awful. I said, you don't look the best, mate. So
slept for an hour or two.
Yeah, we went and trained. We trained at Torture Gym. And we met Nick Walker, which is cool.
Very cool.
Sam got some good photos. That was, again, a decent gym. You'll see on the reel, because we did another review. Then that night, we went to Wahlburgers.
What did we do after the...
We went for this Korean barbecue, all you can eat, which is actually really good. So thanks to the guy who recommended that at the gym.
Yeah.
And then we got some cookies, because there was a place called Crave.
Free
and it was
cookies.
Their open day, and we got some cookies. It was, they gave us some free cookies, then we bought some. They were incredible.
Yeah,
and we brought some back for Josh. And then we went to Wahlburgers, which is Mark Wahlberg's burger place.
Yeah.
And that was top of our list, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was very good. Like, the complete package.
Yeah.
The barbecue tater tots, the chips, the onion rings, the sliders, the burgers, everything. It had it all.
And then yesterday, so that was up to Saturday. So Sunday, we went to breakfast.
Then.
We went to IHOP, which was good. I don't think any of us thought it was incredible, but it was nice. You liked
it?
Okay.
I got a big chocolate pancake stack and it was really good.
So like zero protein.
So it was chocolate chip pancakes as well. So like I hit the side, I ate like a third and I was like, that was nice. And then I hit the middle and all the chocolate chip came through and I was like, fuck me.
It was good, but it wasn't like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Then we went and did some shopping, which was pretty cool. And then we went to Area 15, which was horrendous. Do not go if you are coming to Vegas.
Don't buy the full day pass.
Just
only
go to the
Mega Mart and pay the £50 for that.
Because we didn't even do that. We paid £90 each for this like 11 experiences and they were all pretty naff.
Yeah.
If you go in there, don't pay for a ticket, just go to the Mega Mart thing.
Yeah, then we completely forgot on Saturday night that we went to that Adventure Dome indoor theme park that Finn fucking hated.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Finn went to Adventure Dome and just a bit shat himself.
Well, I did the two biggest rides,
and I hate them, and I just did them.
Yeah, Reese has bottled the Grand Canyon because he's scared of helicopters.
It's terrifying of helicopters.
And those cost £500.
Yeah. All right, so then that brings us to last night when we went for La La Noodle.
That was brilliant.
No,
yeah, that was
like
a good meal.
Top Golf. Mate, I'm trying to crack on because the battery's dying and we need to go. We've got
Top
2
Golf
minutes.
Was good.
Top Golf was very good. Josh was stupidly good. Me and Finn were horrendous. Mm. Sam was definitely mid-tier. His accuracy
was
pretty
good.
But he
good
could
cover.
Hit it far.
Was just inconsistent.
Me and Finn were the battle of the special kids who were just horrendously shit. So, yeah, not the best for us, but hey, we live and we learn. We go again.
We got lost about 7 times trying to walk to.
Yep.
But it was really good food.
That
was chicken,
really
rice,
good.
Noodles, etc.
Definitely recommend it.
Takes us to today.
And today?
We trained at
Dragon's Lair, Netflix, Lewis.
Met Keon Pearson, which was really cool. I like that. He's like, that's my favourite physique in bodybuilding, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keon, how was
it? It was a good gym. It was a really good gym.
Flex was nice as well, really good guy.
Yeah.
Hates two.
Mm-hmm. Hates two bros.
And then that takes us to now. We've finished the podcast, or about to finish the podcast. We're going to go for a Cheesecake Factory for a nice meal and then split maybe one of those slices
of
cheesecake
we'll
between us. Yeah, tomorrow night we go back, but tomorrow we've got pretty much a full day because we need to be at the airport for 7 p.m. So we'll go for some food, maybe some sea leaders.
Yeah, that's what he wants to send you.
Yeah, I want sea leaders.
Right. that's it. We just wrap it up.
You can tell.
Yep, that. Sound. No, Josh, mate, you know what? Give us an outro. Do you want to look into that?
Don't know what to say.
Say, thanks as always. Story tags are welcomed. You better tag us on your story.
Like, you better. I don't know.
He's already done it.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
all. Hope everyone's enjoyed. That's the podcast.
Peace.
See you later.